I have to admit, I took off Friday. Was a little annoyed I took off Friday because it felt like there was a whole lot of news going on. I was like dying to get on the air. And today's actually one of those days where I'm very thankful I am working, because if you follow me on Twitter or if you follow me on other social media platforms, Instagram, for example, I think you could get the sense if you follow me over the last couple of days, just to see and get a sense of how ticked off, how angry, how frustrated I am with the 2020 New York Yankees. And I don't want to hear the excuses. I don't want to hear 60-game season. I don't want to hear COVID-19. I don't want to hear this. I don't want to hear that. Here's what I know right now. The Yankees are playing like crap. Okay? Sometimes it's really as simple as that. The Yankees are playing bad, bad, bad baseball. It's one thing when you're losing to Tampa Bay. You know what? Tampa Bay's got a hell of a team. There's a reason why Tampa Bay right now has the best record in the American League. The Yankees just went down to Baltimore and lost 3 out of 4 to the Baltimore Orioles. Let that sink in for a minute. The Yankees went down to Baltimore and lost 3 out of 4. And let's be honest, the Yankees easily could have gotten swept all 4 games because they got lucky to win that extra inning game. The first game on Friday night. Teams have bad weekends. This is no longer to the point where the New York Yankees are in the middle of a bad weekend. No, they're in a miserable, miserable, miserable stretch of games that's basically lasted a third of the year. Because here's the reality. The New York Yankees, forget about the American League East. The New York Yankees are in a fight to finish in second place. The Yankees. I don't want to hear about injuries. I don't want to hear about the shortened season. That's a disgrace. They have now lost 13 of their last 18 ball games, where they haven't done anything right. And there are many culprits. For example, Sunday's game, I mean, the lineup is just as dead as can be. And if you go up and down the lineup, if you take out DJ LeMahieu, if you take out Luke Voit, and if you take out Quinn Frazier, you're just going to churn through a whole lot of lousy, subpar, and in many ways, pathetic Yankee batting averages. I mean, they're downright miserable. So in many ways, it shouldn't surprise you the Yankee lineup has performed the way that it has, because look, on the surface, 3 guys are hitting. What kind of lineup performs and does the job with 3 guys hitting? The answer is none. None. Tyler Wade stinks. Aaron Hicks has been awful. Kerry Sanchez is a lost cause. Brett Gardner has stunk. Mike Ford has stunk. Mike Tauchman has stunk. Do I need to continue? So it should surprise no one that the Yankee lineup, again, here on Sunday, doesn't hit. But this malaise that the Yankees are playing with, and I get it, when you're not scoring runs, you look a heck of a lot worse as a baseball team. That's absolutely the case. Because you guys will make that argument, and I'll even say it when I'm watching the game. Man, they look dead today. Man, they look flat today. Teams look bad when they're not scoring runs. But this, to me, is where you take the Yankee team and you take the Yankee manager to task. There just seems to be a lack of a sense of urgency when it comes to winning these ball games. Sunday, perfect example. The Yankees are trailing 2-1 in the bottom half of the sixth inning. They're not scoring runs. You know, if you're Aaron Boone, your lineup hasn't done a whole lot. Somebody's got to explain to me. Tanaka puts a couple runners on base. He had the rough first inning. He gave up the 2-run homer. The error, whether it's Andujar, Wade, whoever, and then a base hit. You want to tell me if you're Aaron Boone, you know what? I got a rested bullpen. Nobody was rocking and rolling on Saturday. I'm going to unleash that bullpen. Nobody would kill Aaron Boone on that. But when I see Luis Cesar coming out of the bullpen, I got to do a double take. Do these games count? Do they matter, Aaron, or what? Sixth inning. I don't want to hear the excuse it's the bottom of the order. There are a couple runners on base. That is where the game needs to be held, right then and there. Have a feel. Have a sense. Watch the games. Sense I got is that Aaron Boone managed that game like it's a spring training game. And to me, that's unacceptable. You got these big guns in the bullpen. Where's Adam Ottavino? Where's Chad Green? If they come into the game and they blow it up, I'm not going to kill the Yankee manager. When Luis Cesar comes in and he doesn't want to throw a strike, yeah, it's very easy to second guess. And I feel like a lot of the moves that have been made, look, I can sit here on my couch and tell you right from the get-go, I don't like it. That was one of them. I don't think it takes a rocket scientist to figure that out. It's one thing when your team's not performing, and Aaron Boone has that problem right now. His lineup stinks. They're not scoring runs. The replacement players who were so good last year have been, for the most part, awful this year. From that sense, there's not much you can do. I get that. I don't expect Aaron Boone to wave a magic wand and bring back the Gary Sanchez we saw in the first half of last year, or bring back the Brett Gardner we saw all last year. I can't expect him to do that. I can't expect him, after losing two straight to the Orioles, to say, you know what, we're going to try to keep this game right here at 2-1. Not by bringing in, what, your sixth best reliever? That's bad managing. No other way around it. It's bad managing. Because guess what? By the time Cesar blew up, that game's 4-1, 5-1, and that's all she wrote. Here's something else that drove me nuts. If you watch this game Sunday, and if you watch the game on Saturday, and I know this is not just Aaron Boone's doing. What are the Yankees doing with these off days? Saturday, DJ LeMahieu, out of the Yankee lineup. He's asked in the pregame Zoom, why he's out. He goes, well, I don't know. I'm ready to go. I want to play. Well, then play the guy, for goodness sakes. This is not game 40 of a 162-game season. It's just not. Your team is playing terribly. You can't score runs. You can't flush these games away. LeMahieu not being in the lineup is a joke. Here's another. Gleyber Torres. I know the Yankees love to tell you, well, we had this great plan. We planned on giving Gleyber Sunday off after playing him on Saturday. Why? You just activated him off the injured list. Your team's scuffling. You're not winning. You're telling me Gleyber Torres couldn't DH? That is outrageous. And the reason it's so outrageous is because these guys come into the game anyway. If they're not playing it, sit them out for the whole damn game, for goodness sakes. I mean, it drives me crazy. Well, LeMahieu being out Saturday drove me up a wall. Gleyber being out on Sunday makes no sense. And from the GM to the manager to everyone on down, from here on out, can there be a damn sense of urgency in what is a 60-game season? Now, I'm going to make something perfectly clear. And I may have a massive amount of egg on my face if this spiral continues over the next 3 weeks. I still fully expect the Yankees to make the playoffs. 8 teams are getting in. Where they'll be seated, God only knows. I expect them to get in. But as you get ready for the Toronto Blue Jays Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and then you play Baltimore for four, and then you have Toronto again. It's time to start taking these games seriously. Well, you know what? Maybe you're going to be playing that last week of the year needing to win in order to get in the playoffs. And if that's the case, that's a joke. That's a joke. Everything about these last 3 weeks from a Yankee standpoint has been miserable. And I saw this earlier today from our buddy Bob Klapisch, who's one of the all-time greats, and I agree with him 1,000%. What we witnessed over the last couple of days in Baltimore has got to be without question the low point in the Aaron Boone tenure of managing the New York Yankees. His team has played like garbage. He's made all the wrong moves. His team has played with absolutely no sense of urgency. This, to me, screams for, and doesn't always work. Listen, you hear a lot about these speeches when they do work. There are plenty of speeches that happen that mean absolutely nothing. But my goodness, isn't this the perfect time for somebody in that Yankee clubhouse to give him the rah-rah, kick in the ass type of speech? I mean, if not now, then when? And I've been a big supporter of the Yankee manager. Big supporter. He's had a bad year. I call like I see it. He's not done a good job with this team. Injuries aside, I don't want to hear it. The Yankees still are too good to only be two games over 500. They're too good. There's too much talent on this team. And if heaven forbid they miss the playoffs, which I still don't believe will happen, still think they're getting in. I don't know where they're going to be seated at this point. I really don't. It better not be 7 or 8, because if you're playing Tampa over a three-game series, good luck with the way they've played Tampa this year. If they miss the playoffs, I will call for the manager to be fired. You can put that on record. If the Yankees miss the playoffs this year, there's no way. I don't care how many games are played. I don't care what kind of injuries you had. The New York freaking Yankees, in a year in which 8 teams make the playoffs, yeah, if I miss the playoffs 60 games or not, I'm making a drastic change. Sorry. If I own a team, if I ran a team, there's no way in the world that'd be tolerated. I don't care if Aaron Boone's coming off 2 back-to-back 100-win seasons. I really don't. Because that is the sort of eye-opening, earth-shattering type thing that would drive me insane. I'm not saying I'm making a managerial change. I'm just throwing that caveat out there. I want it to be known. You could stash it in your memory banks, if you will. Because I'm kind of giving you two very different viewpoints. I think the Yankees will make the playoffs, so this would probably be a moot point. And if they do, they're not going to make any sort of change. But they've played poorly. And I'm sick and tired of it. And you know what else I'm sick and tired of? I got to be fair. Gerrit Cole wearing down in these starts. For the first 5 innings of Saturday night's game, Gerrit Cole could not have thrown the ball any better. I mean, it looked like he had no hit perfect game type stuff. I mean, that's how dominant he was for 5 innings. And then he completely fell apart. He gave up the home run to Stewart. And you know what? You can live with that. You give up 1 run there. You know what? It is what it is. I don't want to hear about the error from Estrada either. To give up 5 runs to that Baltimore Oriole team is a flat-out disgrace. Sorry. And I have to call it what it is with Gerrit Cole. So far, he's been disappointing. I expected a heck of a lot more. He has not been the quote-unquote ace as advertised. He's been countable. I respect that. I know last year in Houston, same amount of starts, he had very similar numbers. And then obviously turned it on. But he doesn't have that luxury right now. So far, from what I've seen, not good enough. It's got to be better. Especially when you watch the other ace in town and you see the way he goes about his business and you see the way he dominates the Philadelphia Phillies on Sunday. We'll get to the Mets in a little bit. That's what I'm expecting to see. And listen, I've never been one of these people telling you that Gerrit Cole's better than Jacob deGrom. You have never, ever, ever heard that come out of my mouth. So maybe you've heard it other places. You haven't heard it from me. And you guys know what team I root for, but I tell like it is. DeGrom's a better pitcher. Better pitcher. But this Yankee team, with all these expectations coming into the year, now it's beyond crisis. I think there is a good deal of panic as the Yankees will head to Buffalo. Good thing they're not going to Toronto, because they never play well in Toronto these days. Maybe some Duff's or some Anchor Bar can maybe get this Yankee lineup going. But from Cole not being Cole, to Sanchez being an abomination, to really 5 through 9 in the lineup being an abomination, combine that with a bullpen that has not been as good as I thought it was going to be. That's why the Yankees are only 2 games over .500. And these games with the Blue Jays, they are going to make or break whether or not you're playing Tampa or Oakland in the first round. Who knows? You really play poorly against Toronto, you might be in a fight for your lives for the postseason. Could you imagine that? The Yankees, with their preseason expectations, being in a fight for their life to get in October. Injuries or no injuries, the thought of that is just beyond unacceptable.